Best Radio. We have a very nice exclusive interview for you this evening. We have Billboard top artist, producer, and writer Jay Hayden. Welcome to the studio. How are you this evening?
Doing great. How about yourself? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you. Okay, so so we want to get right into your interview, and I want to say thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. How long have you been in the entertainment business, and what motivated you to start getting into entertainment?
Well, I've been in entertainment business. I would say that business, you know, I've always been a passion of mine ever since I was young, starting with my uncle, who played in a in D.C. area. You know, we're known for go-go music. He played in the go-go band. He played the keyboards. And I used to see them rehearse, play music all the time. My uncle, other uncle played the bass guitar. So I was always around music coming up. Started to learn here and there. And I wouldn't say that I got into the business side of it until I was like, I would have to say maybe middle school. And the reason why I say that is because there was a recording studio that was around the corner from my house where people used to go to, people like Tank, people like Victor Johnson and Free, who's a people like William Beckton, who had the number one gospel song Being Encouraged. A lot of people used to rehearse around there. So what happened was, when I was young, I didn't have much money at all. You know, being in middle school, I drove my bike around and said, hey, how much for a studio session? And then they just gave me a random price. So I went and saved my money, came back, went into the studio with my money, and from there they heard me. And they you know, was impressed with my talent. And from that point, I started working at the studio. So I've been in the music business, I would say, starting at a very young age. But my passion, again, came from just being around and just love music. I love the way it sounds. I just love the way it feels, you know?
Right. And what was, like, the first instrument you learned to play?
Piano. Piano is my main instrument. I picked up acoustic guitar, self-taught along the way. I was able to, you know, play around with other various instruments like the drums and things of that nature.
What musician do you admire the most and why?
Wow. What musician do I admire the most and why? Well, I would say, I mean, there's a lot of great influences in my life. When you say musician, to me, I'm thinking of someone that doesn't have to be an artist, someone that pretty much just plays an instrument, you know. So, but in a nutshell, I would have to say I was much so influenced when I was coming up by the likes of Babyface and Brian Knight, and as far as musicianship, them being, you know, self-contained artists where they can go in the studio, produce a song, write a song, and come out with a finished product. And that's what I, you know, modeled myself as after, you know, as far as being able to go in the studio and do the same thing. So I studied music engineering, also, you know, how to actually, you know, sequence and mix and master and recording techniques and the whole nine. So, yeah, I would say those two had a very major influence on me. And as far as, you know, as far as how I developed as an artist. And what I aspire to be.
What are your future plans for the upcoming month?
Well, right now, I have a single called Special that's out. It's been receiving a lot of love across the country. It's in 7 major markets right now, playing live on radio. And so right now, my focus is to primarily, you know, focus on promoting that single. And I do plan to go to Atlanta, Georgia within the next month or so to actually film the music video. And I won't speak too soon to say, but I have a director who's worked with quite a few artists in the industry that are well known, and they're going to be actually directing the video. It's a 25,000 square foot studio, and I'm excited about that. So I'll be doing that. And I also have about, I would say, 5 completed albums right now ready to go that I'm looking to get out to the world. Because I had taken a fall back from music as an artist because I was so heavily involved in the television side of broadcasting and sync placements. And so I worked on quite a few TV shows. So, but now I'm back in the artist side starting this year, and so far, so good.
Well, let's talk about your single Special. Let's talk about that song. What motivated you to write that song?
It was quite a few things that motivated me behind it. You know, one of the things was, you know, I listened to radio, and you have, you know, when you write music as a producer and a songwriter, you know, you're looking at who you're going to appeal to. Are you going to appeal to multiple generations? You're going to focus on like, for instance, Generation Z, you're going to focus on X, you know, what are you doing, right? So with this particular song, I wanted to appeal to the masses. So I wanted to make it a head-knocking beat where you can rock your head to it and groove to it, right? And also, I noticed that a lot of stuff on radio right now is, it pretty much, you know, degrades, you know, women, and particularly the black women, right? But what I wanted to do is shine a light on, you know, all the people out there that are actually, uplifting in their relationships and committed in their relationships and taking care of their family and doing responsible things, right? So this song pretty much answered the void of that in R&B music. That's what I wanted to. That what my goal was. And another thing that really sparked my interest to move forward in that direction is, you know, I was listening to a podcast or interview with recording artist Tank was on there. He was explaining how, you know, there's a lack of music, black music that would make it that has that kind of positive influence that's on radio. So my goal was to, you know, I say, hey, you know, that's true. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that there's that people are aware from that there are still men out here and people out here in general that will sacrifice work and grind to take care of their families and while building generational wealth and being committed to that cause, you know, so.
That is so beautiful and so well said. And, you know, we have that song Special in our studio, and we're going to play it for our audience right now. This is Special by Jay Hayden. All right.
This is something special. I ain't gonna lie to you, baby, let me tell you. Let me take a piece of your heart, I'll be careful. The mother niggas that be dancing with the devil. I done did some things in my life that I regret too. Know that I protect you from the things we gotta go through. Even when you're wrong, baby, I'ma never quote you. I know it get hard when I'm working and I ghost you. It's not a 9-to-5, I'm a boss, so I got to. I do it for my family, so one day you won't have to. It won't mean a thing, girl, if I don't have to. You ain't gotta worry, I'm with it, I'm with it. Focus on my nose, not these, they don't get it. No more, you ain't gotta tell me, photogenic memories that we make it. Yeah, this is something special. Yeah, this is something special. Yeah, tell them that I'm outside. Yeah, Black Mustang, yeah, I'm outside. Yeah, I know you hear me barking at the curbside. You know I'm back home with the bag, right? Yeah. Special, yeah. Something special about us. Oh, 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 yeah.
country never planned. Always blurred lines, the rules push the limits. I know it get hard when I'm working and I coast you. Not a 9 to 5, I'm a boss, so I got to. I do it for my family, so one day you won't have to. It won't mean a thing, girl, if I don't have to. You ain't gotta worry, I'm with it, I'm with it. I'm focused on my goals, not these, they don't get it. Stay no more, you ain't gotta tell me, photogenic. Memories that we make, yeah, this is something special. Yeah, this is something special.
All right. For those of you that are just now tuning in, you just heard Special by Jay Hayden. We are in the middle of an exclusive interview by Billboard top artist, producer, and writer, Jay Hayden. We are back into the interview. Thank you for being a guest on the show once again. We want to jump right back into the interview. I want to ask you, is there any music style which you don't like?
Can you hear me right now? I just want to make sure because I heard the phone.
Yes,
mute earlier.
I can.
All right, cool.
Yes, I can.
Is there a music style that I do not like?
Yes.
Well, I would say, I mean, I love all genres of music. You know, myself, I produce in all genres of music. In order to be able to do that, I mean, I like classical music. I like hip hop. You know, I love all music. I'm a fan of all music. It's just that in every genre, you have music that appeal to an individual and one music that does not appeal. So I would say, personally, I'm not trying to knock country, but country is one of the, you know, genres that I have trouble, you know, liking. You know, and but as of right now, there's a new wave of country music coming out, you know, mm-hmm. that is appealing to, you know, what's current, you know, that new current country sound. I mm-hmm. groove to that, you know.
If you could trade places with any musician in the world, who would it be?
I would have to say no one, because you know, everyone is that they have their own unique identity, their own unique sound. You know, and some individuals who are out there paved the way for others to be who they are now. Like, and so, you know, I would just say I wouldn't want to trade places with no one right now. I love the music that I'm creating. I believe in it, and I want to share it with the world, you know?
Yeah, and by the way, I love your song. I really do, and I want to know that's okay if we play that on Faces of Success Radio. So we'd like to put that in rotation. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh, most definitely. I greatly appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. And so what are the interests you have outside of music? What other interests do you have outside of music?
Outside of music. Well, I have several businesses that I own. You know, I'm an entrepreneur by heart, you know. And so I'm a businessman, you know. I'm interested in getting involved in a lot of things, but I have a consultant firm that I own, and that's doing very well for me. And I have a sync licensing company that's doing very well for me. Like I mentioned earlier, like I do score writing and sync placements for television shows, like shows like Orange Is the New Black, Grace and Frankie on Netflix, Survivor's Remorse on Stars, Mixology on ABC, VH1 Basketball Wives. You know, I scored television shows such as Magic Johnson's Magic in the Making on his television station. Steve Harvey's Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success TV special. You know, so that that world has been good to me, and then I also have a production company where I do, you know, production for other artists. Yeah.
Do you have any in your career?
Any regrets? Well, no, I wouldn't say regrets, because I think everything is it comes to you when you're ready for it. I've seen individuals who go from 0 to 1,000 very quick in their career, end up being one-hit wonders because they wasn't really ready for the success. They wasn't polished. They wasn't groomed for it. And it happened. Unfortunately, it happens for them too soon, and they can't progress because they can't repeat or stay on that same page of production, and they fall off. And then other things, you know, politics, being in the industry for so long, by learning and being polished and groomed, you start to understand politics, what and what not to do, how to communicate with other artists, what would be considered disrespectful to other artists or producers, what to do when you're on stage, how to crowd control, you know, understanding how to control your band when you live. You know, the whole thing, it comes with time and practice. So I would say I think I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Do you experience a lot of stress before you go on, you know, on stage?
You know, that feeling, it depends on how you harness it, you know, because that feeling, I would say, when I first started, you know, doing sold-out shows, like, for instance, when I did a sold-out show with Marsha and Broaches at Rams Head Annapolis, and, you know, you got, you know, from, you know, the room is just packed. There's no people. Some people got to stand. And all the seats are taken. And when you go out on that type of stage, yeah, you come out, it is a nerve-wracking thing every time, you know. But as soon as you hit your first note and you take the crowd, you know, it is it's a feeling that like no other, you know. You ride the wave while you're on stage. You jump into your artistry. You become who you are. And it's just... it's one of those experiences that, you know, I hope most artists can get to feel or experience. But yeah, you know, that energy, it used to be something that I, you know, dread. Like, oh my goodness, I'm about to go out here. And now it's something that I long for, you know.
Yeah. So how do you handle frequent travels and being away from home for long periods of time?
Well, you know, now we have, you know, a lot of technology, FaceTime and, you know, Zoom and, you know, different ways to communicate where you can see face to face. And, you know, being on the road and traveling, it takes a lot to get used to. But for me, I always, wherever I go, you know, even if it's in abroad, you know, I feel like I adapt to the situation, and I feel like I can live there, you know? Like within 1 week time, I feel like, okay, I can live there, you know? I don't know. It's that's what it's been. I've never been in a situation where I felt homesick, and maybe because I haven't stayed in those locations long enough to feel homesick, you know, 3 months maybe. But it's always a good feeling when you come back home and land on it, you know. It's always a good feeling. Even though you're in the zone and you know, you're right there living in the moment where you are. You know, you are engaged and you're passionate about what you're doing. You're not really thinking about anything at that point. And then when you finally come home and you're about to land, that's when you feel it. Oh, man, I missed home, you know. That's how it feels for me.
Yeah. And what would you say to a young entrepreneur following your footsteps?
I would say that if you focus on your craft, on, you know, you're passionate about making music, or if you're passionate about writing, or if you're passionate about being whatever it is that you're passionate about, solely focused on bettering yourself and your craft and doing your craft. And don't take your eye off of that, because once you start focusing on other things like money, or how many followers you got, or it'll just take away from the natural creation that you're going to be bringing. Your creation will start getting having different, I would call it different frequencies in the music that you put out. It's not something that you would have intentionally or done without being influenced by something else, right? Always stay focused on your craft. The money and all that other stuff, that'll come. That's what I would say.
Amen to that. And for someone that would like to purchase your music, how can they find it?
Okay, so my website is jayhaden.me. That's jayhaden.me. There you can go to whichever platform you prefer. I have all the links if you are a person who likes to stream, if you like to download, you know, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, all my social media. You know, if you go to that, jayhaden.me, you can find everything, no matter what your preferred service provider.
Oh, I want to say thank you very, very much, Jay. You've been an outstanding guest on the show. I am your host, Pearl Jay. And I want to play your song Special one more time. And again, I want to give you a big shout out. And thank you again for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio.
Thank you for having me.
This is something special. I ain't gonna lie to you, baby, let me tell you. Let me take a piece of your heart, I'll be careful. The mother niggas that be dancing with the devil. I done did some things in my life that I regret too. Know that I protect you from the things we gotta go through. Even when you're wrong, baby, I'ma never quote you. I know it get hard when I'm working and I ghost you. It's not a 9-to-5, I'm a boss, so I got to. I do it for my family, so one day you won't have to. It won't mean a thing, girl, if
yeah,
I don't
this is
have
something special.
To. You ain't gotta worry, I'm with it, I'm with it. Focus on my goals, not these, they don't get it. No more, you ain't gotta tell me, photogenic memories that we making. Yeah, this is something special, special. Yeah, this is something special. Yeah, tell them that I'm outside. Yeah, black Mustang, yeah, I'm outside. Yeah, I know you hear me parking at the curbside. You know I'm back home with the bag, right? About it. We don't need to, cause we lit it. I've been on a plane, up the country, never planned it. Always blurred lines, the rules push the limits. I know it get hard when I'm working and I ghost you. It's not a 9-to-5, I'm a boss, so I got to. I do it for my family, so one day you won't have to. It won't mean a thing, girl, if
yeah,
I don't have to. You ain't gotta worry, I'm with it, I'm with it. I focus on my goals, not these, they don't get it. Say no more, you ain't gotta tell me, photogenic memories that we making. Yeah, this is something special, special. Yeah, this is something special.
Right now, for those of you that are just now tuning in, you guys just heard from Jay Hayden. Yes, Jay Hayden, that was Special, his debut single. You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio at www.fosr101fm.com. I am your host, Pearl Jay. That's going to wrap it up for us this evening. You're hearing from it right here on Faces of Success Radio, where we are doing it the most. Faces of Success Radio.com. That is the end of our show.